Good morning, everyone. It's about 10:30, and Mark is going to read the 9th chapter of Mark today, but he's only going to read 1 through 25. So, anyway, we'll plan on having our podcast around 6:30 today. I hope you all are doing well. Mark, you're going to be reading 1 through 25 of chapter 9.
Yeah.
One through 25, he said. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you that there will be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, who was transported before them. His raiment became shining exceeding white as snow, so as no full earth to white them. There appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let's make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, if they were sore afraid. There was a cloud that overshadowed them, and the voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus alone with themselves. So they came down from the mountain, charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, the Son of Man risen from the dead. They kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, Why say the scribes that Elias must first come? And he answered and told them, Elias really cometh first, and restoreth all things, and how it is written, the Son of Man, that he must suffer many things, and be sighted not. I say unto you, that Elias is indeed come, and they have done, and they once were listed as it is written of him. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them. You're about right now. Okay, it's kind of long. Scribes questioned with them, and straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and ran to him, saluted him, and he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. Wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, pineth away, and I spake to thy disciples, they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithful generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you bringing him unto me? They brought him unto him, and when he saw him straight with the spirit tear him, he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Yeah, it's just, this is kind of long. Sorry. Real, but it's kind of hard long. That's okay. And he asked his father how long those senses came unto me. He said, of a child, I'll tell him to cast him into the fire, into the waters, destroy him, but thou canst do anything of compassion on us, help us. He just said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou, might I believe. He said 25. Even. When Jesus saw the people came, ran together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him here.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we'll be ready for 26 through the end of the chapter, 26 through 50, okay?
Yeah.